Hi, this is Ronnie Nijme from PLR.me, and this is my secret never-before-released flowchart that will take you from PLR to profit, and it's called the PLR.me Profit Blueprint. Now, if you finally want to profit from PLR and learn my secret shortcuts and tactics, then you'll want to keep watching this video. And in this video, I'm going to walk you through the Profit Blueprint flowchart. You can download the full PDF below. Just print it off, pin it up, and implement the blueprint one step at a time. Okay, so just a quick recap of what PLR is all about and how it works. Many of you know this already, but just a quick summary. Private label rights is all about buying content that you can brand as your own, or otherwise called privately labeling. And this means that you can edit, tweak, promote, and sell the PLR as your own without having to employ a team of expert researchers, writers, editors, and designers. And honestly, it is the best shortcut when it comes to content creation. And it has fast become the way to get products launched fast without headaches and slowdowns and stumbling blocks. So that is the quick summary of what PLR is all about. But now let's get into the super secret, super cool mind map that we've created here to get the most out of your PLR. Now, there are three powerful ways to leverage PLR that I'm going to be getting into in this video. And the first is using PLR, then we're going to get into reusing it, and then finally recycling PLR. Now this is all 100% legit and actually 200% fun. It's a lot of fun, and let me explain. So using PLR is just as it sounds. You take the material and you put it to work in your business in some way. I'm going to get into exactly what you can do shortly, but just keep in mind that the main goal is to actually take the content off of your hard drive and do something with it. That's what using PLR is all about. Reusing PLR happens after you first use it. It's all about keeping the same format, but using the material for some other purpose. And you can also call this repurposing your content, and again, I'm going to explain exactly how this is done soon. Now finally, recycling PLR is about transforming it into a different format. So it's kind of like turning text into audio and audio into video, or video back into text, or video into audio, and so on. I'm going to be giving you some really cool examples, so stay tuned for that. But let's get into step one, using PLR. So before you begin to use PLR, you want to make sure you read the fine print. You need to know exactly what you're allowed to do with the content. Now, this may sound pretty obvious, but there really are some nasty PLR licenses out there. They forbid you from using the PLR if you stop paying, for example. Now, imagine that. I mean, that's awful. That's not something that we will ever do at PLR.me. When you license our PLR, it's yours, and that's how it should be. So keep that in mind. Make sure you read the fine print. Now, there are some common terms and conditions to be aware of. For example, you can't typically post a PLR article to the article directories like eZine articles, for example. Besides the fact that the article directories don't allow PLR, it also dilutes the value of the materials for everyone else. So other than that, the fine print is pretty common sense. Just be aware of what you can and can't do. So just make sure you read the fine print. That's my first strategy here for you. Now, there are all types of PLR, from articles to affirmations and ebooks and full-on courses. So you'll want to evaluate your objective for the material, and this is really important. So decide what is your objective, and there are several kinds of objectives. The first objective is list building. So you can use PLR to help you build your email list, and you can use PLR to create videos, and videos just like this one. Actually, it's not a PLR video. I'm actually making this myself, but you can use PLR to create videos and freebies and giveaways to entice prospects to give you their name and email address, and you can do the same thing with articles, affirmations, reports. Develop them as a free email course, for example, to entice your prospects to subscribe. So that is how you can use PLR for list building. The key here is to create something of value, and it gets people hyped and excited and intrigued, and so when they are in that state, they're going to be more likely to give you their name and email address. So absolutely, you can use PLR for list building, and that could be your objective. Another objective is branding. You can build your brand and loyalty through giveaways, like I mentioned. The giveaways can be on your site, it can be on an affiliate site, or it can be on another blog site, but it's your stuff. For example, with PLR.me, we give you these really professionally designed computer desktop wallpapers, and I want to show you some examples. If you look, here's some examples of the wallpapers. Now, imagine if all you did was watermark your URL and logo, like we actually show you how to do in the members area, you now have an awesome device for branding. Imagine computer desktops everywhere showing off your website. So whenever someone sees the image, they see you and your site. And I can tell you firsthand that this not only works, but it works exceptionally well. I have a site where I offer freebie wallpapers. They're branded with my website. And the number of people who manually type in my website or who manually search for my exact URL in Google is phenomenal. And it's actually shocking because the funniest part is my URL is really hard to spell. I mean, there it is on the screen, acquire.com, A-C-Q-Y-R.com. Not an easy thing to spell, especially to spell correctly. But for so many people to be searching and spelling it correctly means that they're seeing my wallpapers and they're typing it in. So that's one example of using PLR to brand your business. Now, of course, it doesn't just apply to wallpapers. It applies to everything. The reports, worksheets, checklists, handouts, and every other kind of PLR material out there. You need to brand it with your name and your email, phone, website, and so on. Okay, so another objective that you can use PLR for is establishing your expertise. Now, your goal might be to become the authority in your niche. And the way you can do this is by looking and acting like an expert. So what do experts look and act like? Well, the first and foremost, they have hundreds of articles, books, videos, audios, and interviews attached to their name. And you can do the same thing. And with PLR, it's actually a really easy and great shortcut. It's actually my secret shortcut technique. It's worked for me personally. The best part is that it'll take you a lot less time without having to do everything from scratch. I mean, you can publish the PLR articles on your site. You can turn those articles into audio programs and podcasts. You can turn those into videos. You can self-publish books for sale that now establish yourself as an author. You're no longer just a publisher or a writer. You are now an author. And of course, authors get all the press and promo. So you can do all of this using PLR. It's a great way to establish your street cred, and you just can turn content into different forms. We're going to talk a lot about that in the recycling PLR part of this video. But just another quick example, and this is a great shortcut to establish yourself as the expert. Turn an article or a book into a simple Q&A format. So when you do that, you are now the expert, and you're now publishing an interview with the expert. All you're doing is taking the answers that you already have in the article and attaching a question to it and interviewing yourself. And so there you go. Now you're establishing yourself as the expert. It's all done using PLR, and it's pretty cool. Okay, so another objective that you can use PLR for is to generate free traffic. And this is all about boosting the number of pages on your site. And when you boost the number of pages on the site, you can also be boosting the number of inbound links to your site. Now, this is a course in and of itself, but let me just give you the high-level strategy here. When you build a site that has plenty of valuable resources on it, you're going to be getting more and more noticed by search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. They're going to see that you have a lot of pages on your site. And when these search engines notice you, the more other people are going to notice you because they're going to be searching and they're going to be finding your valuable resources. And so the more you're noticed by other bloggers and website owners, the more likely they're going to link back to you for free because they just love what you have. And they see the great quality you have, the valuable materials that you have, and they're going to want to tell their readers about it. And when that happens, you get more and more and more links. Really, that's how the web works. The more links you have, the higher you're going to rank in the search engines, and the more free traffic you're going to gain. And it all begins with publishing great quality content and resources and giveaways that, of course, you can leverage PLR for. So keep that in mind. Free traffic starts with valuable content on your site that leads to inbound links, and then it's just a cycle from there. So it's a great strategy to building more inbound links and boosting your free search engine traffic. All right, another objective for using PLR is, of course, to increase sales. So if you've ever taken months to create a short ebook, you don't have to struggle anymore. You can use PLR to create info products and coaching programs and even paid teleseminars that are all done for you. I mean, oftentimes, there are PLR providers out there, including PLR.me, that offer complete done-for-you info products that come with sales letters and full-size ebooks and promo materials and everything you need to make your first and second and 100th sale online. So yes, absolutely, you can use a PLR to create info product empires. And that ties into the final objective here, boosting profits. So not only can you use PLR to boost initial product sales, that front-end first product, but you can boost your back-end sales after your customer buys your first product. So if you're confused about what that means, let me show you. So let's say someone buys your $49 e-course, and let's say the course is called Personal Finance and How to Manage and Save Your Money. Now, of course, it's based on a PLR product that you purchased from PLR.me. You just made $49 on the sale of the course, but now you want more. I mean, you have a primed buyer who just proved that he's ready to buy. So how can we turn that 49 into 97 and then 147 and more and more and more? Well, you can do that using PLR. So here's what would happen next. After they purchased your e-course, you can have an upsell for an additional $49 so that they get the video course version that goes along with the text-based course. So for example, you might be demoing some spreadsheets about budgeting. You might be showing off exactly how to do different techniques when it comes to managing your credit card debt, your mortgage, and so on. You can do this via video. So all of this they can get as an upsell for an additional $49. So they get the book for $49 as the e-course, and then the upsell as a video course for an additional $49. Okay, so now you've doubled your income with this upsell. So let's say after they buy that, you offer them a $97 teleseminar training series. And you deliver the same PLR content, but now in a seminar format. And all that means is you're reading aloud the content and you're giving people the opportunity to ask questions live or ask questions via an online form that you answer your questions via a teleconference. So now you've turned a $49 sale into another $49 upsell, now into a $97 upsell. So after that, you can offer, let's say, a $49 a month membership, and that includes a members-only forum, there's exclusive resources and spreadsheets, checklists, maybe you have monthly Q&A calls, maybe you interview other experts in the field, and of course, if you're interviewing other experts in the field and they're promoting something, you use your affiliate link. Now you're getting the idea here, how you can turn that $49 initial sale into hundreds, if not thousands, over the course of that customer's lifetime value with you. But here's the best part. The best part is that the heavy lifting is done for you. The course was PLR, and the video course was PLR, and the teleseminar is just an audio version of the course that you put together. The membership is just a review of the course materials. Maybe it's additional worksheets and handouts that you got by buying the PLR. Interviewing experts is just a simple strategy here. I mean, you're just asking questions and the expert is answering it. So all of these things are fairly easy to do, and most of them you can use your PLR to do it, to accomplish it. Now, of course, you can get even more sophisticated with cross-sells and down-sells and all of that, but really, that's up to you. My point is to show you how you can leverage PLR to boost your back-end sales, not just your initial product, not just the initial $49 e-course, but the upsells and the recurring memberships and all of these different ways that you can use PLR to profit. It's on the front end and on the back end. Okay, that's really cool, right? So now that you've chosen your objective, one of those objectives that we talked about, for that particular piece of content, you have to now decide what format is best. So most PLR comes as text, but really there's nothing stopping you from transforming that text into audio, then to video, and into new media formats such as Facebook and iPhone and iPad applications. Now, before you run for the hills, of course, you do not have to do this yourself. That's what designers and programmers and developers are for. Your purpose here is to deliver content. You have the content, but you let other people turn it into the different formats. That way you can stick to what you love to do, and you let other people do what they love to do. So if you're not sure where to look for someone who can help you change your PLR into other formats, check out warriorforum.com. And there are plenty of people out there who specialize in audio, they specialize in video or programming, and it's going to be a lot cheaper than you think. So you can absolutely leverage new media and audio and video when it comes to your PLR. I'm going to be coming back to the idea of leveraging all of these formats when we talk about recycling PLR. It's really going to blow you away, so stay tuned for that. But now let's talk about what else you can do in using PLR. Now, a lot of you want to make it original, and that's a great strategy if it makes sense to you. You can do as little or as much as you want. It really is up to you. And some strategies to make your content original or unique or speak in your own voice. And here's some strategies. First of all, you can nichify the content. And that's just a fancy way of saying tweak it so it's relevant to a specific target market, to a specific niche. Let's go back to that personal finance PLR product example. Let's say you zero in on the stay-at-home mom niche. Let's imagine now what would make a product relevant to stay-at-home moms. Well, stay-at-home moms usually are making most of the decisions, right? I mean, they're making decisions when it comes to pretty much everything at home, from food and clothing and home products. That's really one of the main things. Let's just assume, okay? Now, what if all we did to make that product relevant to stay-at-home moms is add a few relevant examples that apply to stay-at-home moms' needs? They apply to their purchase decisions. And if all we did was just change those examples, we changed the title of the product, we're probably about 90% of the way there to make a general audience product into a specific niche product. Okay, so all we did was just add some examples that are relevant and change the title. We're about 90% of the way there. Now, let's say we want to get to 100%. We really want this product to be a home run. So we add some bonuses. And let's say the bonus is how to cook for kids on a budget. Or maybe it's how to save money at the grocery store. And you can create a couple of these little bonus guides, and oftentimes it's based on the same PLR content that's included. Now we've turned a general audience book into a stay-at-home mom's guide to personal finance. Pretty cool. And the reality is, most times the content of the book will be nearly identical. There's just minor tweaking that's necessary, a few tweakings of the examples, maybe minor rewrites to speak directly to the target person's needs, their wants, their desires. Really, that's how you can nichify the content. And that's a simple strategy here to really create products in multiple niches using the same content over and over again. So that's nichifying the content. That's another way you can make your PLR unique. So as I briefly alluded to when I was talking about nichifying, another way to make your PLR product original is to change the title. Now, you can change a title in any kind of way here, but I'm going to give you one example that will also be branding your product lineup. So, we all know about the Four Dummies books, right? I mean, there's everything for dummies. Well, you can create your own brand. Let's say your key phrase is Grandma Sue's Guide. Okay, so now you can have a product lineup that says Grandma Sue's Guide to Being Frugal, Grandma Sue's Guide to Home Remedies. Grandma Sue's Guide to Summer Activities for the Kids. You know, or it could be Personal Finance Management for Busy Single Moms. Freezer Cooking for Busy Single Moms. Let's say in the weight loss niche, 10-minute fat-busting exercises for busy single moms. So again, it reminds you of that whole Four Dummies series, and you can do the same. You can create your own using PLR. As you imagine, it's pretty easy to change the title. This is one simple technique to make a product unique. And it's really easy when you have all the source files that you can edit the e-cover graphics. So that's another strategy here that a lot of people miss or they forget, but it's a simple way to turn PLR into profit. Now, another strategy to make the content your own is to write an introduction. Let's say you don't have time to do a complete rewrite. Well, you don't have to. I mean, no one's pushing you to rewrite. In fact, if it's well-written, it's high-quality stuff, and as it should be, then you're free to just write a mini introduction for the PLR content that you're using. The introduction can be a reflection on the article, or on the affirmation, or on the book, or whatever it is. It could be your way of identifying with your target person, that niche that you're speaking to. It could be a little executive summary, you know, what people should expect to learn from that article, from that book. These introductions, like I've mentioned, it doesn't just apply to articles, it can be for everything. Affirmations, books, worksheets, checklists, whatever other PLR material you have rights to, you can use the power of an introduction so that you can speak in your own voice, but you don't have to do your own research and writing and editing. You don't have to start from scratch. That's the whole point about PLR. Another strategy is to add or rewrite sectional headings. This is a simple approach. It really can make your content easy to read. And it's easy to optimize your content through the search engines by using sectional headings. Because, of course, you're adding relevant keywords that you're going to rank well in Google. These sectional headings are just subtitles. They're meant to call your prospect's attention onto a specific section, but of course they are keyword driven, and it's going to help you a lot in terms of the free traffic perspective. So it's a little known trick, a lot of people don't do this, but it does make your content a lot easier to read, and it's going to help you in terms of the search engine. So add some sectional headers, or if they already have it, rewrite them. You can make your content original by rewriting sections or all of the content. Now, this is not mandatory. It's entirely up to you. Some people have great success rewriting content, but really, it's not necessary. You can edit what you like. You can edit what you don't like. You can edit what you don't agree with. You can add what you think is missing. You can include content that's particularly relevant to your target market. But the truth is, if the content is good and it's written and edited by pros, it can stay as is. And, you know, especially if it's going to go into a private members area or into your email autoresponders or in a product for sale. If it's going on your blog, that's a different story. You can just change the title. You can write an intro, edit the first paragraph or two. You can do more if you wish, but again, it's not a requirement at all. The next thing that you can do to really take your PLR to the next level is to add some resources. Now, this is my secret tip that's created a passive income stream that is so simple and so profitable, but so few people actually do it. All you have to do is add your list of recommended resources. Now, this isn't meant to be some harsh in-your-face marketing tactic. It's as simple as just a gentle, passive way to mention a relevant product, to mention a relevant service, and it's a great way to profit. It really does work. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have an article on the benefits of meditation, and you have a product all about meditation techniques and different strategies. Well, that article probably will talk about what of meditation, what it is, you know, what different kind of techniques exist, but it's probably not telling you the how, of course, because you're selling the how. So how do you perform a specific meditation technique? Well, why don't you link to that? I mean, let's say your product is how to perform a meditation. Well, that could be the product that you're linking to, within the article. The article is the what. It's the what and maybe the why it's important, but the how you're selling. So link to it. I mean, link to it in the body of the article. Link to it at the end of the article. Create your own resource guide. If it's a book, create your own separate bonus report about recommended products and add those products as links within the book itself. So this is one way to really boost your profit passively. You're not doing much here. All you're doing is adding some recommended resources. But the beauty is, even if you don't have your own product set up or you don't have a wide variety of products that you offer, you can partner with others. You can promote stuff as an affiliate. You can still create a passive profit system even if you just give away the content and people purchase products from within the article, the book, or whatever it is. So absolutely add resources into your product. Let me give you another example. Let's say your book is about personal finance. You have a chapter in there about finding your credit score. There's a lot of information out there about finding credit scores, but there's also a ton of ads and affiliate offers that steer your customer into the right direction. So why not help them get what they need? You get paid, they get what they're looking for, everyone's happy. So that's one way of adding valuable resources and profiting at the same time. Now, another way to make PLR yours is to write a conclusion, a summary, or a commentary. And it's the same idea as writing an intro. Now, the purpose is to add your own voice and identify with your target person. Again, it's pretty simple stuff, right? I mean, it's easy to write just a little paragraph or two summary or a commentary about what you thought about the affirmation, the article, the book, and so on. So it's an easy thing to do, but it can lead to huge results. So keep that in mind. It's another way to make your PLR your own. Now, the final thing I wanted to mention here is that you can add or replace graphics. And just briefly here, you know, the idea is that a picture is worth 1,000 words. It's absolutely true. So if all you did was add some graphics, some charts, some images, you'll really stand out. So keep that in mind. That's another way to make your content your own and make it original. Okay, so now we've nailed down our objective, we've nailed down the format, and we've made your PLR original. The next step is to publish your content. So let me give you some examples of where you can publish your content. Now, obviously, you can publish it on your blog and on your website. That is number one, first and foremost. But you should absolutely be loading your email autoresponders. And not just for a week, not just for, you know, a couple of weeks of messages, but a year's worth of messages. You might not have that on day one, but keep adding to it. Build your email autoresponder because it's a great way to build loyalty and respect, especially when you're in touch on a regular basis. Another place that you can publish your content is by using Hubpages and Squidoo lenses. Of course, there's guest blogging. That is as simple as writing a blog post for someone else's blog, and you can use PLR to help you do that. So that, you know, you can use it as sort of a stomping off ground, like a, you know, just take the article and rewrite it as a blog post, add your own commentary like we mentioned, add your own intro, maybe your own examples, and now you have a great guest blog post. If you write or rewrite the content so that it's unique, and this is really important, it has to be unique, you can then submit it to the article directories. But keep that in mind, this isn't really recommended for PLR. It has to be fairly unique. But if you're not using PLR, absolutely publish it on the other article directories like eZine Articles. If you have PLR videos or you create your own, you can submit them to YouTube and the other video distribution sites. So it's a great strategy there as well. Great for inbound links and really gets you noticed. Videos are an excellent marketing tactic. You can record audios and podcasts using teleseminars or other interviews if you're interviewing other experts or other people are interviewing you. It's great. Great content that can be used on iTunes, on Blog Talk Radio, or other internet radio sites. So keep that in mind. Audio can absolutely be used and published all over the place. If you're creating a product, you can use an on-demand printing service like Lulu.com or CreateSpace.com. You can publish a physical product quickly and pretty painlessly, actually. So take a look at those options for publishing your products. Now, there's also relevant forums and social networking sites. Great place to publish your stuff as well. Now, these are just a few ideas, so keep that in mind. I'm sure you're buzzing with others already. But now let's move on to promotion. And this is the fun part as well. There are far too many promotion strategies to mention here, so I've put together actually a separate handout for you. And you can download that below this video. It's called 36 Simple Marketing Strategies. Let me just give you the quick summary. So you can use the social networking, social bookmarking sites to announce your stuff and just promote it, mention that you have it available. You can advertise on search engines, relevant blogs, sites, e-zines, and forums. If you have an affiliate or a JV partner base, leverage their selling power as well. Give them plenty of incentives to promote. Give them freebies to give away, just like what we talked about list building and creating great giveaways. Allow your affiliates to use those giveaways as well. Now, you can even target your ideal customers via offline advertising. So if you know where they are, who they are, where they live, you can buy those lists online or create your own offline list and send out postcards and send out direct mail campaigns. It's a great strategy that you can leverage a lot of techniques that most people online are not using at all. So it's a great way to get in touch with your ideal customer, offline advertising. You can send out a press release, and of course that press release has to be search engine optimized. And when it is, you're going to be getting a ton of inbound links. It's an absolutely brilliant strategy, especially when you're first launching. I always recommend sending out a press release. And there are plenty of people out there that can do this for you. They can write it, they can search and optimize it for you, add some great links for you. It really isn't all that expensive. So I would recommend sending out a press release. Now, of course, if you're adding content to your site regularly, it's going to help you a ton because it's going to be optimizing your site for Google. Ensure that your site is well optimized. Again, that's of course in and of itself, but just keep adding content onto your site. That's going to help you in terms of getting a lot of traffic. So there's more strategies in the handout that is below this video. Grab that, and I think you'll really love that. So now that you've published and you've promoted that piece of PLR, it's time to rinse and repeat. And that just means you go back to the top of this flow chart, flow down through each step over and over again. And when you do, you'll notice that you've created a system that you can use again and again, and it's going to take less and less work to achieve bigger and better results. All right, so now we've worked our way through using the content. Now let's talk about reusing your PLR content. Remember that reusing is all about keeping the same format, but using it for a different purpose. It's kind of like finding a new use for the same gizmo or gadget that you've been using for a little while, some undiscovered feature that you're now getting into using. It's just about repurposing the content so it brings in 10 times or even 50 times your return on investment. Because after all, if you can squeeze out more juice from the same orange, you're getting more than your money's worth. So keep that in mind. Reusing PLR is going to boost the value of your PLR. So how can you reuse PLR? Well, there are three main ways that I'm going to be talking about. Now, first of all, I'm going to be talking about splitting up the content, and then I'm going to be talking about combining content, and then finally rewriting for another niche. Let me give you a few examples here. Let's say you have a PLR ebook, it's great, but now you want to use it in other ways. Excuse me. So the first way, now we're talking about splitting up content here. Well, you can split that ebook into shorter blog posts. You can split it into an email course, and that email course can be delivered as a fixed term membership. So what do I mean by that? Well, it means that you charge a monthly fee to access the course, and the course is delivered via weekly emails. So instead of a one-time fee for the book, you're just creating a recurring profit stream because people are going to be paying, you know, month after month for, let's say, a couple months, 2 or 3 or 4 months to get the course delivered to them via email. So it's a different strategy here. And that's just all you're doing is splitting up a book into an email course. You can take short snippets from a book, post it into your email autoresponder, same strategy here, but the difference is that you're not posting the full material. You're just giving people a teaser of what's to come, you know, hoping that they'll become a paying customer. So it's just the sort of the teaser content. Another way of splitting up your, let's say, a PLR ebook, you can turn a chapter from a book into a Q&A interview. And so, you know, I mentioned this, and this is a great strategy that a few people are actually using, but if you want to establish your expertise and create content that is not easily duplicated, is you take a book and split it into questions, and the answers are already from the book, but you're just adding some questions, and you just change up the formatting so it looks like an interview. And that's just a great way to split up some content from a book, from an article, and so on. So those are four examples of splitting up content in terms of then reusing it. So let me give you some examples of combining content. First of all, you can combine a bunch of related articles into a special report. Let's say you have 10 articles about weight loss, and you know, each one is about a different form, different strategy. Well, now you have 10 chapters, 10 mini chapters or 10 full chapters for a special report. Second of all, you can combine mixed mediums from different PLR packs or from within the same PLR pack to create a home study course, to create a multimedia course. It's a great way to, you know, get into all different learning styles. Some people are visual learners. Some people love to read. Some people love to listen. So keep that in mind in terms of mixed mediums, combining different forms of content. The final example is that you can combine important chapters from two short PLR reports and turn it into a full course. Maybe you can pull out chapters that are relevant to a certain niche. I talked about, you know, personal finance and stay-at-home moms. You can absolutely do the same kind of idea here. Grab a couple of books about personal finance and mash together content related to a specific niche like stay-at-home moms, and then you can turn those turn that content into a full course. It can be a book. It could be delivered as weekly lessons like a fixed-term membership. It doesn't matter. Any way you choose is going to work well for you. These are just some examples of combining content. I talked a little bit about rewriting for another niche, but let me just give you another couple of quick examples. Let's say you have a weight loss book, How to Lose Weight for Moms. You can turn that into How to Lose Weight for Moms Over 50. So, you know, just have to add in some examples and some facts about moms over 50 as opposed to just the general moms niche. Let's say you have the How to Save Money course. Now you want to turn that into Frugal Living in the Kitchen. You just snip out relevant parts from the original PLR course, and now you have a completely new course for a completely different niche. Instead of just generic How to Save Money, it's Frugal Living and specifically in the kitchen. So that's another way of reusing content by rewriting it. So there's splitting, there's combining and rewriting content. Once you do that, of course, you publish, promote, and then rinse and repeat. And once you do this once, once you do this twice, it gets easier and easier and faster and faster. So that's how you can reuse your content. There's three different ways: splitting up the content, combining it, and rewriting for another niche. So now let's get into recycling PLR. Recycling is all about transforming content into something new. So think about how we recycle paper and how we recycle plastics. You know, it turns into something else entirely for some other product on some other assembly line. Really, that's what we're doing here. The beauty is PLR allows you to have content that's already done. So all you need to do is add a new wrapper or a new shell for the same material. So first you're going to want to decide, in order to get this new wrapper, you have to decide what format you'll want to create. And really here, if you've got text, let's say you have a PLR ebook, an article or an affirmation, you can read it aloud and create an audio recording. And once you have that audio recording, you can create an MP3 audio course, a podcast. You can put that audio on your sales letter. It grabs people's attention. You know, you can speak directly to your target person as they're reading your sales letter. You can link to your recordings in your email responders, autoresponders. You can have bonuses and upsells and so on that leverage the audio that you just created. So you just turn text into audio. Now, you can combine those two. You can combine text and audio and then turn it into a video. And when you combine the two, you now have this PowerPoint-style video. You have your voice. You have the text on the screen. It's actually very easy to do with Camtasia. It's actually even easier to outsource this for someone who can do this for you. But now you have this new medium, and you have this new way to speak to others. And leverage other, you know, different learning styles using different mediums. Some people are going to love to read. Other people are going to love to listen. They're out driving. They're commuting. They want to hear a course. And then others still want to watch. So now with recycling, you can do all three. Another way of doing video, of course, is to just speak directly to the camera, read the text aloud conversationally, look directly into the camera, and that builds a lot of trust and rapport as well. So those are some ideas about creating audios and videos and texts. You know, actually, another idea for you, on the flip side, let's flip this around. Let's say you have an audio recording. You did a teleseminar. It was a great call. You loved it. Well, transcribe it. I mean, it's easy to do. You can actually outsource that. Transcribe it. Turn it into a PDF transcript. Do some editing and designing, or have someone do this for you. Now that transcript can turn into a book. So that's one way of going the opposite direction, audio to text. You can turn video tutorials, like screencasts. Let's say you're demoing something on the computer, on a website, how to do something, how to use a spreadsheet, for budgeting, let's say. Well, you turn that video tutorial into a how-to article, a step-by-step how-to guide on how to budget using Microsoft Excel, as an example. So that's one example of going from video to text. So really the goal here is to decide on which format you'd like to create, how you can create it, and the best part is that it's easy to outsource these tasks. You can hire a transcriptionist to turn audio into text. You can hire a video creator to turn your text and your audio into PowerPoint presentations. And of course, many PLR.me packs include videos and audios and PowerPoints, and it's all done for you. The final decision to make is to decide on the mode of distribution. And it's pretty simple here. Really, you've got two elements. You've got the digital and you've got the physical. And most times, you'll want to stick to the digital. But it's very easy nowadays to create physical products on demand using services like CreateSpace and Lulu. Of course, physical products have a higher perceived value, so you can always use the physical product as a higher ticket upsell. And, you know, digital, if you are just getting started, stick with the digital, get something up and running. You can always add the physical on later. But now once you've made this decision, you've transformed your PLR into a different format, and you've decided on your mode of delivery, once again, you publish, promote, and then rinse and repeat. So you just go through this flowchart, and you'll create this system. And that's the best part about that. You create a system that you can use and reuse and reuse again and again. So there you have it. That is the PLR.me Profit Blueprint. You can download the PDF blueprint below this video, plus the bonus 36 simple marketing strategies list to kickstart your promotions. We're always releasing some great PLR here at PLR.me, so stay tuned for a really cool info product empire in a box called Common Sense, a simple guide to saving, making, and managing money. It's a complete done-for-you PLR product in the personal finance, credit, and debt niche. It's ready to sell. It's actually, the book is over 80 pages. And for you, we've created a 16-module fixture memberships offer product for you. It's based on the book, so you can enjoy a recurring stream of income. That's really, really cool. There's also over 45 worksheets checklists, companion guides, opt-in offers, handouts. And that's over 45. It's really cool. All professionally designed stuff. It's a lot of documents that you can offer as freebies, giveaways, bonuses, upsells, and so on. We're including 50 articles, 30 affirmations, 30 wallpapers. We're going to be giving you everything that you need to sell the course, including a professionally written sales letter, a WordPress blog, squeeze page, download page, graphics, source files, and actually a ton more I can't yet reveal to you, but trust me, it's nothing like you've ever seen in the PLR space. There's going to be a ton more free stuff I'm going to be giving away, so stay tuned, keep an eye on your inbox, keep an eye on this blog. There's some really cool things coming. This is Ronnie Nijmeh from PLR.me, so go down into the comment section of this video. Tell me what you think of the PLR.me Profit Blueprint. I really want to hear from you. Looking forward to it. Also, feel free to share your top questions about PLR, and I'm going to do my best to answer your questions.